cause it's all about the paper. Now buckle up your seats and prepare for the journey. Let the music ease your soul, grab a spliff and start burning. Relax with us and take a trip to the heavens and come and spend a day in the 757.
All right, there we go. Fucking.
Hey, topic settled.
All right, okay, so Terry's the fucking the clear winner. Hey,
and she's a nurse, so if you get sick or anything else, she can give you first care.
Yeah, we can't both be fucking wrong, right? So, all right, so we have the Okay. So we have the Battle of the Blondes for fucking Three's Company. What's another show that had multiple chicks that we have to decipher right now?
Ooh, how about Myra and what's her name?
Myra. Million %, dog. Laura Winslow could fucking, dog. No disrespect, but she was not my steez. I'll just keep it at that. Myra, let's fuck it. Can we bring up a picture of Myra for the people that may not remember her? Let me see. Myra, Family Matters. Myra was so bad, dog. I can't believe she died so fucking young. That sucks. 68, she was fucking 30, dog. Look how fucking bad she was. Let me share this. I need a fucking
word. Need a 5 minute break.
Dog, look at how fucking you'll catch this in a couple of minutes, but look at how fucking bad she was, dog. She was so fucking bad. Yeah, she's a clear winner, dog. Shout out to Michelle Thomas, dog. She was fucking bad. I've got another picture of her right here. Yeah, she was bad anyway. So we fucking, that wasn't even a contest, dog. I need you to bring up some real fucking competition.
Okay, Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell?
Kelly Kapowski. What was the other one?
Lisa Turtle or Jesse Spano.
And then Jesse.
Kelly Kapowski, 1,000,000%. Then Lisa Turtle. Lisa was bad. And then Jesse Spano, as a kid, I thought I was kind of fucked up, but I called her the ugly one, right? And then as I got older, I was like, she's actually not bad. If you look at, I mean, I think it was that nappy ass hair that would throw me off. I mean, because she had that, like, it looked like a bad perm.
Right.
But I didn't dig her. But I mean, maybe it was after I watched Showgirls, I was like, she wasn't bad.
Girls did it.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Because when I was a kid, I always thought she was fucking gross. And then as I got older, I was like, she is pretty bad.
Then I'm going to challenge you a little deeper. Let's go something a little more relevant.
All right.
Kind of still out there. Some years have passed. But what about Jersey Shore?
Are we going to say between all of them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would say probably Angelina or Sammy. Sammy. No?
Yes.
Sammy's bad.
I think Angelina, something tells me she got bad hygiene.
Carl laughed when you said Jesse is the ugly one. Yeah, I am. Growing up, dog, I always thought she was the ugly one. Like, and I don't know if it's because, like, on Saved by the Bell, they made her. I thought, really? They always made her dress ugly as fuck. They had her like wear like these stupid ass like Western type of shirts. They put her in heels and she was already like 12 feet tall. So I was, as a kid, I was like, I don't want no fucking
drunk sitting down.
Yeah, I don't want no gigantic ass woman. Like fucking she was taller.
Drunk Indians.
She was taller than Zach and Slater. Oh,
cut that out.
Yeah, well, cut that out. But she
sorry.
She was taller than Zach and Slater. I'm like, Doug, I know some people are into fucking some tall ass fucking women, but I am not. Doug, somebody taller than you? Could you ever be into a chick taller than you?
Yeah, I don't care.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
6'8", dog. You'll fuck Lisa Leslie.
I mean, that's a little tall. I don't want to have to climb a ladder to give
her El Cucuy and Lisa Leslie. That's what he's saying right here.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
But no, I always thought Jesse was fucking nasty. But who did you bring up after that right now before I interrupted you? The Jersey Shore. Sammy and who did I say? Angelina?
I'm saying Sammy number one.
Really? I haven't seen Angelina in fucking since like 2012. So,
or like season one or two, Snooki.
Really? You're scandalous. You're such a liar.
Oh, you wouldn't get all drunk and just stab the hell out of it?
Oh, Snooki season one or two?
She looked like she was hella fun. Get all sloppy drunk on the on the Jersey Shore and bam, just go bash it for like 2 hours.
You are, dog, you are as something I never would have imagined in a million years. All right, dog. Hey, you could
I'm not a plumber. Hey, I'm not a plumber, but I can lay pipe.
I don't, Doug, I don't fucking mind. You said fucking Sammy, which he probably is like the traditional, like hotter one. Yeah. But I mean, I'm looking at Angelina. I wouldn't fucking mind her.
She's all right. I just been watching the new ones and she just, I don't know, bro. I don't know.
I mean, I know Shane, all that, but there's something about her.
She farted more and she's, you know, I mean, I know Snooki went pee outside and peed on herself and all kind of shit too. But so I guess, see?
Yeah, you guys are both scandalous. You guys could fucking...
I'm telling you that. Because you're going to have fun, too. That's going to be a fun night. Because, you know, check it out. I'm going to break it down. And I'm going to tell you why I say that. There has been nights you've been at your boy's house, you've been at a party, you've been at a bar, you've been at a work setting where...
Oh, yeah. Things you're not proud of?
You got your... Well, you got your eye on one and you just, you know, you want to do what you got to do to make it happen. Or maybe, like, there's one that's hot, but she has no personality. But because she's hot, you're putting up with it, hoping to stab at the end of the night. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's been situations where we compromise a lot to get ass. And I just think, like, with Snooki in a party scene, oh, you would just have a blast and get keyed and have fun all night. And then you get to stab it? And she's little? Oh, come on.
No, I feel you. I mean, I feel you as far as, like, the fun and shit. And I know it would be a good-ass time.
I've been with a chick who was 5 foot, 110. That's just fun as hell.
Dog, Snooki was not 110 back in the day.
She was 4'10".
Yeah, and she was like fucking 130, 150.
Well, she was
a little meatball. Remember, they used to call themselves the meatballs?
Right.
But you know what? I'm looking at Sammy. I mean, at Angelina. You can tell, like, she's got a little bit of a... like a manlier face. But I don't know, dog. Something about her is hot to me. So you keep Sammy.
She's got a nasty attitude. The thing is, she's always complaining. And okay, and you know what? I'll tell you why Angelina doesn't do it for me. You know why, honest to God?
Huh?
She always plays victim. And that shit gets old. It's always her fault. Everyone's always mad at her. Woe is me. Like, that's an energy, bro. That sucks your good energy out when you hang out with someone like that. By the time it's time to stab, I'm going to have nothing left.
Damn, Sammy looks good right here. Yeah, Sammy's easily hotter. But since we're friends, we'd have to compromise, right? So I say, fuck it, you get Sammy, and there's something about Angelina that does it for me, so I'd get her. So whoa.
There we go.
We could go that way. That's you know what? I always...
Teamwork makes the penis.
I always kept friends around that we didn't have, like, the same taste in women. So it was, we wouldn't fight, you know, we'd be like, oh, fuck, you're into like,
would you thumb wrestle?
No, it was dope because we could go out and it'd be like, okay, you're into fucking Latinas. You're into fucking white girls. You know, you don't give a fuck. You'll have whatever. We can go out with you too. Right. Yeah. You're fucking Ben over here. We know that Ben's going to, we know who he's going for. Right. So we could all fucking kick it. And then there's no fucking problem.
He's going to be white man can't jump number 3, bro.
Ah, yeah. Damn, man.
He's a young Ben Harlow.
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, damn, let me see. Jersey Shore girls, let me see.
Get a little more rally.
Like what?
Okay, Kardashians.
Oh, Kourtney or Kim, 100%. Are we including the Jenners?
Not Chris or Bruce.
Oh, okay. No Bruce. Fuck.
I mean, if you want, you can.
No, I'm saying like fucking, are we going to throw Kendall and Kylie in there? Are we going to have?
Yeah.
So all of the sisters, right?
Yeah,
and Rob and Bruce, if you want. Okay. So let me see. Damn. I would say probably Kourtney, dog. I like Kourtney the best. I think she's cool as fuck. But Kim is fucking bad, too. I mean, okay, obviously, any of those bitches, right? But if we have to say, like, if you had, like, one choice, I don't know, Doug.
I'm going, and I'm not even by looks, but I'm going Kendall.
Kendall's bad. Yeah, she's fucking, she's pretty as hell.
Well, she's a stoner.
Oh, is she?
So I know we get along.
Yeah. Kourtney.
I like Kourtney, though.
I like Kourtney. I might have to go Kylie, dog. As fake as she is, I don't give a fuck. She's bad.
Yeah.
I might have to go Kylie.
Yep.
Now, going back like 10 years, 10, 15 years, we're saying so the three main ones, Courtney, Kim, and Khloe. Maybe, I don't know, Doug. It's hard for me to choose between Kim and Courtney. Like, yeah, even back then, back then, even, it was like, damn, that was, it was kind of a hard pick.
I want the Ray J Kim.
Yeah. Shoot, yeah.
The Reggie Bush Kim.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, so I got a question for you.
I'm like, do I elaborate on that or not?
I'm going to shift.
Okay, here, go ahead. Go ahead, shift.
Who's your favorite Covino and Rich guest of all time? Like, maybe highlight one or two that really stuck with you.
As far as what, like that, like we're good on the show, or are we still on the chick discussion?
No, on their guest, their favorite guest that they've ever had.
Like
interview. What's your favorite interview?
I don't know. Off the bat, you know who I think always. I think they always had like a good relationship, and it was always like real natural with fucking Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah,
that was a random ass one, but that's a real like. I feel like that's a real easy one where they would usually chill. Mark Paul Gosselaar, right? Fucking Zach Morris. They always had a good fucking conversation with him. Who else?
General Smedley Butler.
You like fucking him?
That was a good one. He was on some good shit that day.
Yeah. Who else have they had in that?
Fly. Fly fishing.
Huh?
Henry Winkler.
Yeah, Henry's always cool. I'm just trying to think of people where it didn't sound, because my only issue with their interviews is that they always go into interview mode, right? Where they're very talk radio, question, keep the fucking conversation going. I like my favorite interviews were more of the ones where it was more of a hang. Right, where they would kind of kick it. They knew the people, so it was more of a hang. It wasn't like, boom, I'm looking at notes that Spot pulled, and we're asking you questions according to that. You know what I'm saying? So,
I got one for you.
Huh?
Yo, Danny G. Or Janelle Marie. Whatever her last name was. Who'd you like better, Janelle Marie or Danny G?
As far as...
Who,
like,
do you think brings a better element to the show?
Oh, Danny G, 100%.
Yeah?
Danny G, 100%. Oh, you know what? Something that somebody mentioned, I don't know if it was one of the Carls or if it was Rich, but somebody mentioned Janelle over the last couple of years has gotten like way hotter. And it's so fucking true. It's true because, Doug, when they used to do the show on fucking ESPN, I was like...
Share your screen and find out.
Janelle? Let me see. When they used to have her on ESPN, I didn't think she was all that. Let's see.
That's my vibe, though. I like the accent. You know, I like... That's right up my alley.
But I didn't dig her back in the day. But now, something about her, dog, I feel like she's really...
feisty, though.
The Janelle Marie.
I think that's part of it, too, is she's feisty. I like feisty women. I don't know why.
I know why. Because they're fucking... They're always a fucking headache, but they're fucking... Something about them is really bad.
They're fun. Challenge. It's always a challenge.
Let me see.
I don't like hanging out with people. It's like, whatever you want to do. Well, that's no fun.
Dog, okay, look at these fucking... She looks way fucking hotter. Let me see. How do I go to...
That's about a minute 30. That's about the time they'll pop up on my side.
Okay.
I'm just playing.
Not like, I don't know, Doug. I just think she looks way fucking battered now.
Shit talker.
She grew a booty out of nowhere.
Well, where's it?
It'll come up in a second for you. Don't worry.
Oh, there she is.
This black and white one, she looks bad. Yeah, Doug, going back. Yeah, to me, she looks way fucking hotter now than back in the day. That purple right here, Doug, when the purple one comes up into the fucking half hour for you.
Purple.
She looks bad as fuck in this purple. Damn, she probably looks the best in that purple. Yeah, and then going back, like...
Yikes.
Oh, look at this fucking cat costume where her fucking cheeks are hanging out. You can't even tell me she fucking... Yeah, dog, she got way fucking hotter over the years.
Yeah, you should hit her up like Everett and them hit up Gavino and see if she'll come on the show.
I know, huh? She might. Ooh. Oh, you seen which one right now did you just see?
The cat costume.
That cat costume is fucking. Oh, that shit's crazy. But no, but Danny G, dog.
I see the other cat.
I think Danny G brings it to the show. I got one for you then. That's more relevant.
Me too, Funky Monkey. Me too.
I think. Okay, so we'll go. I think Danny G 100% brings the fucking the better vibe.
Hey yo.
However, if we're gonna go Covino and Rich, female co-anchors, would we say Janelle Marie or Monsi, whatever the fuck, Bolaños, whatever her name is?
Who?
Monsi, the one on her Fox, on their Fox Sports.
Oh, I don't know. That's a tough one.
I like Monsi better.
Yeah.
I think she's bad. And she, let me see, she's just a little bit more my vibe. I'm not even saying she's all that fucking pretty and shit, but she, watch, let me see, Monsi Bolaños Instagram. Watch, let's go to this shit. Let me show you.
Yeah, she's not bad.
Are you looking her up?
No, I'm taking your word for it.
She's not bad just because you took my word for it.
No, not at all.
But watch, like, she isn't like all that, but there's something about her that I find fucking hot. Like, you'll see whenever this shit comes up, you know, in 20 minutes for you,
right?
And I think it's something about like her little personality too. She sounds fucking real, dog. She sounds like a little ghetto. A little fucking watch here, right here. She's talking.
Have removed the controversial independent study clause that was put in quarterback.
Doug, look at the way she says Cardinals. She fucking drags it out to like 15 fucking syllables.
This just in the NFL, the Arizona Cardinals have removed the controversial independent study clause.
I think she's fucking. She's bad though.
Cardinals.
I think. Like, if we're just going, I think fucking Janelle might be a little hotter, but I dig this bitch more, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got a dog that looks like Chapo. Oh, they Chapo, her, Chapo and fucking her dog could be friends.
Well, hey, Chapo still got his nuts, so I mean.
Have you ever chopped off your dog's nuts? Not Chapo, but just in the past, any dogs?
You know what? I had Big Ham, and I had to. He was 10. And he was peeing blood, like there's a little bit of blood in his pee.
Yeah.
And the doctor said that he had something. They said if you did that, he could be better. And sure enough, we did it, and he lived to be 16. So.
Damn, that's cool.
It wasn't by choice, you know. I mean, even with Chapo, he's a little.
It was more medically, fucking like necessary.
Yes, and Chapo's hyper, and I've thought about it, but I just can't do it to him.
Yeah.
Now, that's an easy way. That's a whole topic of discussion in itself, because, you know, like a lot of, you know, neutering your pet gets a lot of like high fives from people and whatnot. It seems like the kind thing to do. But like, let's take a step back. That means you can't control who your pet's boning, and you can't control your pet and their hyperness and aggressive. Like, they don't listen to or respect you, and you can't keep your dog's dick in your yard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're a good pet owner, your pet shouldn't be in other people's yards sticking his wiener and whatever he can.
Yeah.
And you know, your female dog shouldn't be out there taking whatever wiener she can get. And you're,
well, it's just like your kids, right? Say you have, right. You don't want your fucking son putting his wiener in whatever, and you don't want your fucking daughter taking it from whoever, right? So it's just.
Frank Nitti done had 13 kids. Ain't nobody going to castrate that man.
Frank who?
My homie.
Oh.
He keeps having babies. He got a shitload of babies. And you can't tell him he can't have them.
Yeah.
With a pet, all of a sudden you want to cut their shit? I don't know.
Yeah.
And that's the easy way out. That means you're not a good pet owner.
Somebody told me in the 80s, there is no easy way out.
Well, someone told me in the 80s, easy does it. Yes.
Clearly you missed her bunny ears, Daniel.
I know, you did.
What do you mean?
On the costume.
She had ears on that costume?
Yeah.
I just saw cheeks, dog. I didn't see no fucking bunny ears, dog. I didn't even know she had a fucking head in that costume. Fuck.
That shit.
What happened? I want an update. Tell me.
3 seconds left. Miami up. 103-102. Last shot. Oh, did it count? If they did the putback, Boston goes up 104-103 and they win.
Oh, are you serious? Come on.
The light go off. Well, because Boston's been up all game. And I barely looked at it right now. Miami took the lead. Jimmy Butler hit 2 free throws to put them up by 1 with 3 seconds left. They're showing the replay. He got it off. They win. Boston wins.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Boston wins. It's going to go game 7.
Holy shit.
He got it off.
Man, I never been more excited for some dude to get it off.
He got off.
He got it off, dog. Good for him.
All over the backboard, and he won the game.
Oh, fuck. Hey, you know what we should do, dog? We should fucking, we can actually right now, even if you fucking want to. We can't. Because their shit's a paid service. I was going to play an episode of Covino and Rich, and we could have, like, the fucking live commentary on it.
We'll play one from the bank, the archive.
All right, let's go. Let's go back to fucking. Let's play one.
Days.
Let's play one from way back.
And let's apologize beforehand if we're crossing the line, Covino, Rich, and Fought Daniel. We apologize. Won't happen again.
Or you
hopefully
know,
it's some entertainment.
Oh, how about this? How about we go to one of their free shows from back in the day?
Do that.
Let's do that.
Tiffy's already hit me up. Did you watch the game?
Oh, for real? Is he a fan of either of them? No, or was it
basketball?
Yeah, well, same. So, live stream video. Let me find the fucking. Yeah, let's do this shit.
That'll be cool. It won't be. It won't be in Rich's face, but that way, if I talk a little shit, it. I don't know. A little better feel to it.
Let's go.
Just playing, Rich. I'll probably agree with you on the whole show.
Doug, I don't even know how to fucking find the. They used to have the categories at the top.
Play like a YouTube clip.
They used to have. All right, let's go to YouTube then. Fuck it. All right, Funky Monkey, you're fucking still chilling. I'm sorry. We're not trying to be fucking annoying and lagging it.
Or miss the bunny ears.
Yeah, Covino and Rich, YouTube,
yes,
live maybe, right? Oh yeah, it's our anniversary 3/1/22. Fuck it, let's play this bitch. All right, let me go to YouTube.
Award show. Let's pick on an A-lister in the audience.
All right, here we go. Let's listen.
I'm a pass for putting his hands on somebody.
Doug, speaking of Jason.
You know, as a comedian, look, you also have to consider your audience and understand.
Pause it real quick.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they call, what were they talking about a few months ago? Where it wasn't just like coincidence. It wasn't even like your phone. How did that work out? We were just talking about him. You went for some random free Covino Rich show on a whim we just had. Let's comment live on their show.
And Jason in Tampa.
And then he shows up. Like, I didn't hear Covino or Rich. We hear Jason in Tampa.
Ain't that some shit, Doug? Right. That
I mean, we did. This was just all spur of the moment.
I know. Literally, we're like, hey, fuck it. Let's listen to a random show. And I clicked.
It was spur of the moment. I called you or texted you today, say, hey, you want to do a show?
Yeah. Yeah.
None of this was planned out. None.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a trip, dog. Fucking. I'm going to play. Hold on real quick, dog. Before you fucking go on, I'm going to play a song for you. This is Spot's new fucking jam, I'm sure. You want to hear it?
Yes.
So listen to this shit. All right, here you go.
So fuck me in my booty. movie till I pass out from the pain. We can make a movie, damn, I love to scream your name. Don't you stop.
He said, you could fuck my booty till I pass out from the pain.
All right. I've heard enough. just for that, he's getting this one.
You can fuck my booty till I pass out from the pain. Fucking stupid. Did we talk about Ozempic? Or no?
No, I don't think we did.
What do you think about that? They had a conversation about if it's cheating, is it right, is it wrong, any of that shit?
I don't think we have a right to say anymore what cheating is and what's not, because even, you know, that could be as technical as, because of technology and documentation, just knowing how to eat a different diet. Could, you know, be. That's an advantage that maybe the prehistoric hunter-gatherer didn't have. So I don't know. I think as time goes on, you learn more and you do different shit, and it wouldn't be cheating if it was a drug that saved your life.
And for a lot of people, it is, because Ozempic is actually, it's a diabetic medication. So not even for the people that want to use it for weight loss, it's actually a fucking helping people with their diabetes. So I don't give a fuck. If I could get a hold of that shit, shoot it in my ass or wherever you need to shoot it, because I'd be fucking down, dog. If my lady's got a friend.
It's judgy. Who cares how you did it?
Yeah, right? Just fucking... And you know what? Okay, let me make my point about this. The thing that makes me laugh is the most judgmental one on this was fucking Spot saying, well, he did it the right way and, you know, the traditional way. He
ended up having liposuction on his gut.
But he just dug. This motherfucker said...
Both ways, bro. You can't... I just heard him on the show the other day saying that his belly still overhung and he went and got his fat froze. You can't have it both ways. Either you're not freezing fat or you're okay with fucking someone losing weight off Ozempic.
Or, Doug, even worse than that, he said he did Ozempic for like a month or two and felt like it didn't work. So that's, how the fuck are you going to talk shit about it? Because if it would have worked, he would have kept doing it, right?
He would have been his biggest fan.
Doug, do you think if it would have worked, he would have said, oh, fuck, this shit works, so I'm gonna stop it? No.
Try to prank call him.
If it would have worked, he would have fucking done it. He would have kept doing it, right? So, sure. Dog, I'd be all fucking for it. And when people say, even like, not lipo, when people say that like the gastric bypass and all that shit is cheating, dog, fuck that. I wouldn't even say that shit's cheating.
Well, it's a shortcut, but again,
but the, like, think about, there's somebody at my office that just got it done, and in order to, they weren't even that big, to be honest, they were fucking just like a little heavy older lady, and
10,
yeah,
130, 150.
They fucking before they could get it done, they had to go they had to lose 7 pounds. So you know how like some of these fucking fat asses you see on these TV shows, they're like, oh, you got to lose fucking 60 pounds before you can get it done or whatever the fuck, right? Like on My 500-pound Life and shit. She only needed to lose seven pounds, right? So she barely, you know, whatever. Well,
you lose that in the fucking sauna.
So she had a fucking, she lost the 7 pounds or whatever, fucking got it done. But even like after she lost the 7 pounds, they had to put her on like a liquid diet for like a week or two. Then you had to go through all this shit. Then, Doug, so they're already like changing your way about thinking and shit. She got it done, and then afterwards she had to go on like some kind of weird ass diet afterward for, Doug, so this is like a couple of months fucking from start to finish, from the time she got the phone call till the time, you know, like she got to eat normal.
What time she
fucking Doug, and I'm like, so to me that doesn't sound like very much of like cheating. I'm like, if I could lose that weight and fucking do this shit or do that, I feel like I wouldn't need the surgery. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, fucking give me the Ozempic, give me the fucking surgery. I don't give a fuck. Give me whatever, just to make my ass thinner.
I think there's something that you feel better if you do it the hard way. If you work it off, you'll probably feel better about yourself, and it's probably less likely to come back.
Yeah, 100%.
But again, I mean, I'm not going under any surgery for that shit, but some people will. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I fucking, Doug, if I could, that's what I was going to tell you. My girl's got a fucking friend who's just normal ass chick, went, has money and shit, so went through fucking some fucking people and got Ozempic. So she's been on it, got fucking like rail thin. I don't know why the fuck she would want to do that, because she lost like a lot of her curves and shit. But fucking, forgot what I was even saying. She got it. I don't know, but I'm saying, dog, fucking, for people to like bitch about it, like Spot, well, dog, you fucking tried it. So that's where I'm kind of like, I don't fucking know, dog.
I think you do know.
Remember I told you earlier I was fucking trimming my hedges and shit, and I was listening to Covino and Rich.
Is that a like low key way for you trimming your pubes?
No, literally, dog, I was outside with my hedge trimmer fucking trimming the fucking bushes and shit. No, but one of my buddies hit me up over the weekend, just a few days ago, and Rich was talking about because there was some shit where I think we talked about it on a show where Sarah was doing like a lot of the putting the shit together and stuff, mm-hmm. right? Well, my buddy hit me up and he was like, dog, he was like, fucking Rich's excuse for this shit is always, well, I provide, right? I make a good living.
That shit's nasty.
And and my buddy was like, he was like, dog, he goes, I provide too. He's like, my wife's quitting her job in like a week. He was like, and I still fucking manage to put things together, keep up the fucking vehicles, do this and that. Like, just because you provide and you fucking have a paycheck.
And I think what he missed on the whole thing was, if she's the one that likes to tackle the little projects and put the stuff that comes in a box together, that's one thing. She had a list of things to do, and there was pressure and deadlines and children to take care of and all of that.
Yeah. And that's, I think, the thing that was my biggest thing was, like you said, there was multiple things before a certain day. Like you said, if she has the next 10 years to put something together because they bought it and she just wants to do it, but being that they had a deadline of a few days, and right. he didn't do shit to even bring anything in the house, whatever. And for him to say, well, I provide a good living, right. that dog, that was like fucking, that was infuriating, because so what? Provide
in the face to a lot of people.
Provide a good living.
Who don't provide that living.
Like even dog, even if you do, still you're putting shit together. Like fucking, you think fucking Spot and Covino don't fucking provide a good living? Right. Obviously they do, right? And they're still putting shit together, right? So, fucking, just because you say that, I don't know. That's just very, very, very...
very, very Rich Davis is what it is.
It is very, very Rich Davis. Who are you calling?
From one Chinese restaurant. I called you before to pick up an order.
You have the wrong number, thank you.
The person came up and picked up order, and the phone number was wrong that I called. I wanted to offer you free food because of wrong phone call. We will deliver to your address.
No, I'm in California, son.
We deliver an order of orange chicken, an order of ribs, some sweet and sour pork, chicken romain, and some shrimp fried rice.
No, ain't having it.
Take your address and we can deliver food to you, okay?
No, bye.
Was that the last number I gave you?
No, that was Uncle Joe.
Oh! He was not having it, dog. Not having it. Oh, dog, have you heard this shit before? Where they fucking censor Saved by the Bell on, like, in a, like, wrong, like, fucking where it's not supposed to be censored? Look at this shit.
Come on, it won't take that long.
Are you ready for that, Jess?
Okay, I'll rehearse and then I'll... Afterwards.
Right. Watch, there's one right here where Mr. Belding sounds like he's gonna fuck Zack and Slater. It's fucking funny. Listen to this.
Miss them? Phooey. Men don't women. Women men. It's in their genes.
Yeah, well, we really miss the way they look in those jeans.
Be strong, Slater. Resist temptation. Zack, nice room. Brings back fond memories of my youth. Hey, we can about in here.
You mean we as in us and you?
That's fucking funny.
We were sort of hoping to Kelly and Jesse, sir.
We were hoping to fuck Kelly and Jesse. All right, Doug. Doug, there's this fucking video of Lady Gaga where she looks like fucking ass, but for some reason to me, fucking she looks hot in it.
Show it. Let's see.
I'm gonna fucking. Well, you'll see it in about 30 minutes, but I'm gonna play it real quick.
We got Uncle Joe, Funky Monkey. And so awake in the morning and I step outside
and I take a deep breath and I get real. I don't know if it's just her singing, Doug, that I think's hot. What's going
on? Does she have a pee-pee, though?
Huh? When I lie in my bed just to get it all out. What?
Does she have a pee-pee?
Lady Gaga? No.
Well, Google the internet search.
Doug, you can find anything on the internet. It'll say fucking that. Fucking.
But it shows the outline of it, though.
No, she doesn't, dog. I'm pretty sure I've seen her fucking vag on the internet.
I bet you have.
Yeah, Doug, and I've never found her attractive, but in that video, I think she's hot.
Okay.
Can you see it or no?
I did see it. It went away now.
No, yeah.
Yes, I did. I saw it.
Yeah. Doug, this shit. Hold on. I gotta play this video, Doug. Listen to this. Fucking has me rolling. The fucking. So there's this fucking, like. There's this kid. There's this kid, some fucking fat ass on, like, some morning show where he's telling the host about, like, things that kids would call him. So then the host says different names, right? And sounds like he's being so fucked up to this kid, dog. It's fucking hilarious. Watch. Look at this shit. That's fucking fucked up. It's on TikTok, dog. That's fucking funny.
Let's do that right now too.
What? Watch some TikToks?
Let's go through your. I want to go through like five videos. What's in your feed? And I want to see what's in mine.
In the feed?
Yeah, just you know your FYU page.
Okay, let me go for you, and let me hit pause. So there's some black dude doing comedy. I'm actually looking at your right nut. So all right.
You're looking at right nuts.
Hi. My name is Mark Hoppus, and I
play Mark from Blink-182. All right.
Let's talk about wood framing inspection for a minute.
Wood framing?
Exactly. Are we looking for and how are we looking at
it? Oh, this is great.
Woman gets arrested.
Some people had called, and they said that they saw you walk, and they were just concerned that you were going to get his.
Let's see what else.
Second worst day of my life.
Patton Oswalt.
Was the day that my wife passed away. That is the second...
There you go.
Amorra. Who's that? Grupo Frontera, I think. The Rock.
The Rock went off the script.
WWF shit.
She's not a girl. He's a boy. It's just a phase.
Stop saying that. I'm not a boy. I'm a girl.
You're transgender? No, Quinn has XY chromosomes.
All right, my turn. Ready? All right. Let me go back and forth for a minute.
All right, let's go. Let me turn this shot real quick. All right. Okay, go ahead.
Her looks are hit and miss. I'm going to sell me a video game or arcade game.
Okay.
Jack versus MJ.
Okay.
The All-Star group. Some hot broad walking down graduation and walking grass.
Okay.
You get the flag and everything.
So I got these praying mantises off of Amazon. They're
praying mantises?
And they just hatched. Yeah. So we're going to let them out.
Chemical-free organic garden, pal.
We moved the meat from the crab leg.
The fuck?
Oh, Amanda tells us your family has cable internet.
I cannot express how delicious these crispy...
Parmesan laced potatoes are. They're tossed in a zesty herby sauce.
Chris, I'm too big to open up for you right now.
Oh, come on, man. You ain't too big for nothing.
Yo, well, maybe 10 years ago that made sense, Chris. But right now, actually, you're the third biggest Chris and you're the second biggest rock. I love Tony.
Once the word gets out you're making this rice recipe, you have to start closing your blinds like every time you get ready to make it. Don't you, local Mexican?
And I'll be there for the highs in.
Did you know that some CPAP machines...
Doug, pause it real quick.
What?
Did you see Funky Monkey's fucking comment?
I did. I'm getting it. Well, you know what? I'm not a... I don't know.
Neither one of us.
I'd say that for Pornhub.
I know, Doug. We're fucking... What can I say? We're respectable men. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, especially on the top.
Yeah, yeah, right? We fucking... We're not using TikTok for fucking smut.
No.
I'm gonna go quick. I got too much.
Gee, what's cracking, everybody? Uncle Chad cruising over here. Today we'll make some crab cakes. We got some Dungeness crab. We're gonna shout a Dungeness crab. Dungeness crab was sponsored by Wild Tide Seafoods. Go check them out, guys.
So today I'm gonna make another one of my mother-in-law's recipe. And by the way, she's from Provincia Salerno. So they cook a little different, but let me...
The 50-30-20 budget is a simple rule to help you reach your financial goals.
Food and money.
Here's a breakdown on how it works. First...
Y'all, it is a nice warm day out, and I am craving something cool and refreshing.
He ain't got no apartment. No, he ain't that responsible.
Yeah, Charleston White and Crip Mac?
Place. Yeah, he's just a popular, homeless person. So he's the face of the homeless people in L.A. He ain't got no apartment.
What you got? Damn, 50 years ago this summer, it was $1.06 at McDonald's for a number one.
Each patch crop jerk chicken.
One whole bag.
What about this one? She's funny as hell.
Hey, y'all.
Who?
Here, watch.
Hey guys, so is my birthday.
Yes, sir. Happy Mother's.
Peekaboo, bitch ass motherfucker, how you doing? Ling Ling back again. So the other day I went to a potluck and I had to bring a dish to start with the first letter of my name. So Mimi, I make mac and cheese. Now my real name is Miha. M-Y-H-A, Miha. Anytime I meet a Spanish person, they be like, oh, you know what your name means? It means my daughter, my love.
Doug, that
but
sounds...
Mimi for short, because people always be like, my huh? hat.
That sounds like some chick, some comedian
anyway, did you
that
know my whole entire
is named something Tran.
In Vietnamese? I learned that shit from TikTok like last month.
Huh?
All my life,
Michael
I just Tran? Love chi.
No, Jennifer Tran.
Chi in Vietnamese is from my...
That's not the girl talking?
Peekaboo, bitch ass motherfucker, how you doing?
That's funny.
I've been on vacation and then I've been back sleeping. So guess what? Today we're gonna make my favorite dish. You know it's spaghetti.
Peekaboo, bitch ass motherfucker, look what I found. Your export.
Peekaboo, bitch ass motherfucker, how you doing? Lingling back again. Today we back at Gal Beat Kitchen.
Bitch, look what I found. Smoke.
Hey, peekaboo, anybody? I'm so excited.
Anyway. All right, you do yours now for a minute. What you got?
I did mine already, Doug. You want me to do mine again?
Yeah.
All right, fuck it. Let's do this shit again. Let's go TikTok.
We're rambling now.
All right, let's go TikTok.
I'm not Kenny Rogers, but I'm the rambling man.
How do I do this shit? Play.
Oh, the twist
hey,
me up a twister.
Hey, what's next?
Fíjate nada.
I don't bet.
All right, let me hit pause, and then I'm going to share this with the world, and then you'll see it in about 20 minutes, but you can hear it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Leo, hey,
I'm
on
Truvato, I'm on DJ.
What's
that?
Okay.
Hex, my dad never showed me. Let's check it out.
Okay. Hex, my dad never showed me. What the fuck that is? Let's go next.
Empezamos returbio, no lo vean.
Some fucking hot ass chick, Mexican chick.
¿Sabes qué?
Making out with some old ass dude.
¿Qué este?
¿Por qué venimos a este país?
Dog, my shit's beaner as fuck, huh?
México es mucho mejor que esto.
Oh, I seen this one.
Con esto. Vámonos. Sí, vámonos.
You're graduating.
August 13th, 1997, iconic shock jock, radio talk show host Howard Stern got his own once-in-a-career shock when a man going by the name Clay called the show, claiming to be a serial killer.
Ooh.
And Howard answered the call, live on air.
Maybe he thinks I have an answer. Is this Ed? Ed?
No, this isn't Ed.
Oh.
You haven't killed any
No, I never said my name was Ed.
Oh.
Oh.
All right, Howard
Last
Stern.
Last time when I was talking to my daddy,
logic.
I had $1 million.
And you gave it to him.
Fuck no, I didn't give it to him.
He said, I heard that Logic interview.
Today I made something stupid. Yeah? I started by removing and setting aside this...
Hello, my name is Quentin Merritt. I'm a mathematician and a physicist here, a double major, and I also just won the...
All right.
I want to visit DJ.
Fixing a fucking wall.
Go to Hong Kong when I'm a DJ.
I know why you're here.
By gun.
What purpose?
Purpose? My fucking brother's being a complete and total douchebag.
All right, so here's a master bathroom remodel, start to finish.
Dog, my shit's fucking weak.
So something's been bothering me with the Fast and Furious crew.
Hey, I'm going to show you how I put a post in the ground with concrete.
Hey, Kirk, the faux bear.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, the dude that just won American Idol.
Where are you from?
My name is...
That fucking big ass dude.
I'm cold and said I need outlets below these windows.
Hey, what's up, dog? What's up, dog? My name is Dion from the Repo Company.
Hell, I don't care who you are. What the f*** you doing?
Okay, what does it look like I'm doing, mother...
All right, well, you ain't doing nothing today.
What does it look like I'm doing? You're behind on your car.
Okay.
5 months. I'm from the Repo Company. That's your repo order right there. Okay, well, okay. That's all right. I'm still going to do my job, dog. So if you can kindly back the f*** up, that'd be great.
Oh, shit.
If you can back the f*** up, that'd be great.
Damn.
I don't have no girlfriend. I got a wife. That's my wife right there. I don't have no girlfriend.
Reading a tape measure can be really confusing.
Day off in New York City. We go to
Blink 182. A dude fucking trimming up his mustache and beard.
Or his ball stash.
Yeah.
What do you want to get?
Don't want to be.
Tough joke to do as a white comedian, but here goes. Because where this country is now, from where we have got to try and mulch
it. Hey. Oh shit, are you playing yours now?
No.
What the fuck was I listening to then, dog?
I don't know. I'm watching yours, even though I'm on delay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Alright,
He's trimming up his goat right now.
Alright, so, ice and water shield.
Realistic tat. What the fuck is he doing?
I don't know. I swiped away from it. Evolution of dance.
Hey, this show is going to be titled I'm Not Kenny Rogers, but I'm a Rambling Man.
A little jealous of their guts because
it's the show of the rambles. Has Funky Monkey been to TJ a lot or no?
I don't know. I'm not even on the chat right now.
Was doing things that nobody else had done yet, like just lyrically, like mind blowing.
I feel like I just visited TJ. I think she's talking about my videos, Doug.
Sure.
Scalp micro pigmentation. Oh, this dude's gonna get fucking fake hair tattooed on him, or what?
Nothing.
That would be the scariest shit of all time, Doug. Get a scalp tattoo of, like, hair? Doug, what if they fuck it up? You're fucked.
Yeah, you got a funky haircut. You got a new do.
Crown molding sucks.
Aw, damn, I was holding.
Yeah, call it back.
Hell no, that's a touchdown.
I'm trying to go soon.
Oh, my God.
Look, a shark is...
Oh, we're back to
Governor Tacos.
We're back to TJ, Doug.
I know. I want some Governor Tacos now. Yeah, let's do that. Let's show the Governor. Can you search Governor Taco for me?
Governor Taco?
Yeah, because you got the video up.
Is it on like YouTube or what?
On TikTok. GOBERNADOR.
Okay.
Governor.
No está la maleta. Pero es que nosotros revisamos. Ahí estaba antes de entregarte la camioneta.
Si quieres, déjame llamarte a la persona que estuvo aquí.
Did you see that they're supposed to be rebooting Kenan and Kel? No, I didn't see that. I know they're doing Good Burger again. They're doing Good Burger too, but not Kenan and Kel. Are they doing Kenan and Kel as well?
Well, are Kenan and Kel in Good Burger?
They are Good Burger, but she said they're supposed to be rebooting Kenan and Kel like the TV show.
I'm hungry, bro. I wish we had a fucking rubber Tito's out here.
My beautiful baby is coming some tacos gobernador with me. These are so freaking gas. They're gassier than your ass. Están bien.
Gassier than my ass?
Anyway, I'm super excited.
That Mexican's pretty bad. That's talking about him. Oh, whoa.
This is no joke.
I'm going to play this video again real quick just so you could fucking.
Yeah, Covino Rich needs some of those. I know they've been in LA for a little while, but when they talk about the food not being the same, it's because they don't know where these spots are.
Let me see if this shit'll play. Oh, let me see. Ah, now it's not.
Oh, yeah, that's the same shit I had.
Yeah?
See? Yeah, the one we first listened to was the first video. That one's fire, too. Look at that shit. Oh, she got the camarones in there, too?
Oh, she's got the camarones. Fuck, yeah.
Damn.
Do you see them? Damn.
Out here, they call that a fucking, what do they call that? Mari Fieta.
Damn, those look bomb, dog.
I'll know in about 20 seconds.
Saltemos hasta que se vea suave.
Shut the fuck.
Integramos el camarón, la salsa inglesa, la sal, la pimienta, el ajo en
Hello, my beautiful babies. Come with some tacos gobernador with me. These are so freaking gas. They're gassier than your ass. Están bien ricos.
There's a part right here that I like in this video.
Said, cause this weekend, I'm going
it's right to after this.
For my birthday, you best believe
it. Oh my god. Can you rewind videos on TikTok? For real, the tacos look pretty good too, huh?
Yeah, they're alright.
Oh.
All about the flavor.
Oh fuck.
Well, I think that's
oh yeah, Good Burger too. All right. Yeah. Dog, fucking I feel bad for Funky Monkey because we'll edit this when, you know, when we do put it out and it'll fucking be a decent show to listen to, but I feel like she had to listen to a lot of bullshit and a lot of dead silence and shit. So we appreciate you more than anything, Funky. Yes. So,
thank you, thank you.
Ooh. Hold on.
Sorry that dude didn't answer too, because that would have been funny.
Yeah.
Well, let's try him one more time before we go.
I thought you can't. Aren't you up for the day?
I'm gonna try it again. Let's find out.
Oh fuck it. Let's try it.
Oh, it says it's under maintenance. Chicken shit.
Dog, I want some Mexican food now. Fuck. This shit looks video. Bomb.
And consomme.
Who?
Yes, it was.
Chew thing. True thing. All right, hold on.
See, guys, we gotta have a after show, but later fucking conventions.
I know.
Meeting like fucking.
We can all go in the
Laughlin.
If we have it, if we have an after show, but later fucking convention, we can all ride in the same car, Doug.
No, for real. We should meet Joey in Texas.
That would be cool. That'd be a cool meetup.
Reinhardt's. Tito and E.
We're making Cajun chicken pasta.
Jason and Tampa's.
Today I wanted to make my creamy Cajun chicken pasta because your girl was a little sad. I was going
spot
through
phase one.
But
spot phase one. Spot.
You can invite that spot.
Spot phase two can't come.
Phase two can come.
Oh fuck.
Just don't know what he's up to next.
Damn, we have all these fucking new followers on TikTok, but I haven't been on TikTok in a minute.
Fine.
Let's see how many fucking... Fuck, we got one, look at that. One, two, three, fucking...
Oh, why are you putting our business out on Front Street?
What?
I don't know, I'm talking shit.
I don't got nothing showing to the fucking public right now. Oh, that's funny as fuck.
What?
Dog, that is the funniest shit to me ever. When fucking...
No, I can't see.
When fucking people do like TikToks and shit like with their fingers. Mm-hmm. Like when fucking they'll be like crip walking and shit. They're like... You know? Where is it right here? Well, right now I just saw like an America's Got Talent or some shit where
you
something...
look like you got bad grip.
Dog, I look like that dude in fucking... The fucking scary movie. Oh, yeah. Doing the little hand?
Yeah.
I was trying. My bad. Fuck. All right. Whatever. But, Doc, I think it's about time for us to fucking.
After show, but later.
What? After show, be out across all social media. 928-235-5285 to hit us up. Oh.
I got a challenge real quick.
What's up?
Let's get some of the listeners out there to get pranked out and prank their friends and submit the best one. We'll play it.
I forgot, Doug. I have a fucking, real quick, we almost left, but I have something to play. You know how we tell people you could leave us a fucking voicemail or message, you could leave us whatever the fuck?
Hey, fool! It's, Lil Keebler, a.k.a. Joe B, a.k.a. Joey from Texas.
Motherfucker just starts laughing for no reason.
Hey man, you guys told me to call. I mean, like, I know the show didn't end, bro, but it kind of knocked me out, eh? But I'm like, hey, there was no paycheck trade. The show can't be over already. What the fuck's going on? Oh, what the fuck? Damn, the truck's running all weird. Alright, well, give me a call back. 915-256.
Oh shit, my bad.
You should have called him.
Yeah, I think that was the last show when it got cut off, remember? My internet went out, yeah. Or something, yeah. But anyway, leave us a voicemail, leave us a whatever. Let everybody know to hit us up on, you know, patreon.com/TASBL, after show BL across all social media, 928-235-5285, and we appreciate you guys. El Kakui, should we bring in Baseline Train and get this motherfucker out on the road?
Let's do it.
Let's go.